And the sports cast, June 4th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button and leave a rating review. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. And, of course, download our app for iOS, The Sportscast. A lot of downloads this past couple of weeks. The Lakers are out after the Phoenix Suns closed them out last night, 113-100. There'll be no LeBron James in the second round. And joining us from the outskirts of Chicago, Jordan Vargas. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, man. Happy to be here.
Jordan Vargas, tell us your big news. You graduated one of the hardest institutions in America, high school. Tell us how it went.
It went good. I was happy to graduate. That was, you know, a very memorable moment of my life, and hopefully we'll create more in next steps, college.
Good thing you only took 4 years to graduate high school, right?
Yeah, I'm glad it only took me 4 years to graduate. Yeah, there we go.
You know, it's funny because I hardly meet anyone that took five. Like, you know, yeah, some people could flunk ninth grade or something, but I hardly hear that.
Yeah.
Like, they'll make it happen in 4 years.
I mean, if you got all D's, you could graduate high school. I mean, you could do that. That's flat out 2.0. You know, you can get all D's and you can graduate.
Hey.
So yeah, you would have to try to not graduate. You would have to try more to not graduate than try to graduate.
True. There is technical ways to in high school, and I like to do an article about that. But anyways, besides that, let's go see what happened last night. The Los Angeles Lakers were defeated by the Phoenix Suns. Suns beat them in six games. LeBron James really had a injurious last couple of weeks. And, of course, AD played with a groin injury. Jordan, what are your thoughts, and how sad are you?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
The Suns defeated the Lakers last night. What are your thoughts over that?
I was happy to see it, especially because, I mean, as you know, we said before, big fan of Devin Booker and the way the Suns orchestrate. I think everything gelled correctly. I think the Lakers have pooped out, to be honest. They were missing their two star players for a while, and they're the two highest played Lakers at the current moment. So I think the chemistry and energy just kind of was lost, and the Suns were just plowing through the Western Conference. As we saw it before, even last year, they had great consistency. So I'm happy to see the Phoenix Suns, and I'm sure you as well, to finally see change in the NBA. And first time LeBron's not in the playoffs in his entire career, and the first time the NBA has not seen LeBron in the playoffs like this. So it's just kind of crazy, but we'll see what the Phoenix Suns do now.
Yeah, second round, LeBron has not been in the second round of the NBA playoffs in 14 years. Jordan, how significant is that? Of course, you know, from a ratings perspective, that could be bad, but how significant is this for the NBA?
It's extremely significant because LeBron is the face of LeBron's the face of the NBA. I think everybody can agree, no matter what your opinion is about him, LeBron's the face of the NBA. And you know, clearly, I think people can say that he's probably the most talented player in this league at the moment. And I'm not going to say talent because, you know, there are some people out there, but dominantly the greatest. He's going to go down as one of the greatest in the league. So him not making these playoffs past the first round is extremely shocking. And I think it would, in fact, want more people to tune into the NBA because they've seen LeBron in the playoffs every year, and it gets repetitive. NBA fans got tired of the Golden State Warriors and the Cavs going back. I mean, they got tired of it. So it's good for LeBron, in my opinion. It's not good for LeBron. It's not a big problem because he's going to come back stronger next year. But it's going to make people more interested of who took down the king, and it's the Suns.
Which is my next question. You know, last year he dealt with injuries. This year, last year not so much. The year before he did. Do you think he's dealing with old age? You know, do you think you know, he's able to come back where he was, or you think he's on the decline?
I don't think he's on the decline. The older you get, yeah, your body starts to, you know, slow down a little bit. But he's over the years, we've seen him get stronger. We've seen him get faster. We've seen his power, and we've seen his maturity and growth in the game as the years go on. So I think LeBron's one of those players that as the years go on, some of his parts, you know, start to decline a little bit, but with his maturity and his IQ, that will allow him to continue to thrive. I just think this year was an odd year, especially for the Lakers, when LeBron's supposed to depend on AD and AD is out. And then LeBron was out. So it's kind of hard for him to kind of match up. And LeBron's always kind of had a sidekick throughout his whole entire career. So this time I think it was a little bit different.
Of course, Anthony Davis struggling with injuries. But we cannot leave the segment to congratulate the Phoenix Suns. Great run by Booker and, of course, DeAndre Ayton. And, of course, the veteran leadership of the point guard. You know, he has done so well, you know, this past couple of, you know, this past season. Chris Paul, you know, he makes the team happen. You know, Chris Paul, yes, he's about the same age as LeBron, but bringing that veteran leadership, do you think the Suns team can go deep and perhaps go to the championship?
I think that they could. I mean, Chris Paul's been itching for that opportunity to make it to the NBA Finals. He's been one. He's gone down in conversations as he could be one of the greatest players to never touch the Finals floor. And this could be one of those opportunities for him to just go for a championship. He's on a nice run. You know, he wasn't on a run like this, you know, in Oklahoma, but the last time I think we saw this kind of CP3 come out was when he was with the Clippers. He had a Jordan, Blake Griffin. I feel like there's a couple of the players out there, but you know, you get what I'm saying, that he's now on that pedestal again where he can have an actual opportunity and has an actual realistic shot of making it to the Finals. And with his experience, I think he'll guide his team to what they need to do. But that's not saying they're going to make it, but I think if he understands what's going to take.
And I will say, he did put LeBron out of the way, so things could get a little bit easier. If they face Brooklyn, that could be a little bit difficult, but Chris Paul has a path to win a championship.
Yeah.
So let's look at the other series. They're going to face the Nuggets, who defeated the Blazers. This went down to six games. Last night, Denver finished Portland 126-115. Jokic, guy surprises me a lot. Jordan, what do you think about this Nuggets team? Are they a force to be reckoned with?
I think you have to be a force to be reckoned with in order to beat the Trail Blazers. I think this year, you know, beating the Lakers wasn't really a huge – I mean, it was big because LeBron's on it, but take away LeBron, since he was out part of the season, then you just have, AD and Kuzma? Great players, but that's nothing compared to what I think the Portland Trail Blazers had going for them, which way they had consistent power and consistent drive, and they had a great, you know, they're great on both sides of the floor. So I think in order for you to beat them like that, Dame and McCollum, you have to be a strong team, and I think that's what the Nuggets are.
The Nuggets, third seed, definitely are well known these past couple years to go deep in the playoffs, at least to the Western Conference Finals, and they'll face the Phoenix Suns, which I think this could be a very significant series. Perhaps the winner of this series could go to the NBA championship. I think these two teams are hot right now, and they're coming off a great series, so we'll see what happens. First game is until Monday night. At 10 p.m., a time that I cannot stay up to, but I know Jordan can because he's in Central Time Zone, and he's in the summertime. So looking pretty good. So let's look at this weekend for predictions. Jordan, second round begins. The first one will be – well, actually, no, tonight. We got to finish the Western Conference first round. Clippers at Mavs, game six. Mm-hmm. Dallas is up 3-2. Interesting series, Jordan, because the road team wins. No home team has won at their home court. Do you think things could change tonight?
Yeah, I think things could change. I think with what the Mavs have, especially Doncic, someone like him could really carry the team. And their point guard. I forget what his name is, but he's leading the he's an all-time scorer to the hoop. I forget his name. He actually played at a high school about, I don't know, I'd say like 40 minutes away from my house. So, besides the point. But the Dallas Mavericks, I think, are a strong team. And what do you think?
I don't know. The Clippers, they're a little bit banged up. Not as banged up as the Lakers, but they could win game six and push it on to a game seven, which will, you know, be good for NBA ratings. Now, does the NBA want an LA team in? And the only LA team left is the Clippers. And the only team left from California is the Clippers. But it's not about the ratings. It's about who is the best. But I got a feeling, Jordan, that the Mavericks might win it tonight in Dallas. I mean, they got to win it at home. Why not?
Yeah.
Anyways, that is – so Jordan has the Mavericks winning tonight. Tomorrow, second round begins, Milwaukee at Brooklyn. Some people say this might be the best series of this round. Jordan, where do you think is going to happen?
You know, I'm going to dish it to you. You've asked me, I'm going to ask you, what do you think is going to happen with Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee is on a roll. Don't know if it's because the Miami Heat are pretty bad, but they're on a roll. They swept the Heat, and, of course, Brooklyn had a pretty significant easy series against Boston, you know, some inroads fighting Kyrie Irving going to Boston complaining about it. This might be a tight series. It's going to go to at least six games. I'm going to say it's going to be Brooklyn. I got a feeling, but it's going to be Brooklyn and having games. What do you think?
You know, I watched Harden in the regular season, and I think he's an extremely impressive player. Every time he got the ball in the offense, it seemed like every time he was scoring or, he was allowing his team to score. And I believe that's what, you know, you need is when you have also players like Joe Harris, who is 43% from the three-point, 6'6", small forward. That's what you need. Someone like Kyrie, quick in agility, someone like Harden with his shot and his IQ. And, of course, you can't forget DeAndre Jordan with his size. I think this is going to give Milwaukee a run for their money just because they've been going up against, you know, fairly easier teams, not as stacked. And so I think with this team, though, this team is going to really put them up. But I think it's going to be a good series.
This should be an Eastern Conference final series. But anyways, go ahead.
I say Brooklyn's going 3-2. I'm going to say Brooklyn wins it 4-2.
4-2, six games. They say if it goes six games, it's a close series. Atlanta on Sunday. Atlanta at Philadelphia. Philadelphia with a Joel Embiid that might be a little banged up, might not play, could play. Atlanta coming from a momentum win series against the New York Knicks. Jordan, do you think Atlanta has an advantage now that Joel Embiid is just not 100%?
I think Atlanta does have an advantage. Also, from watching Atlanta and Trae Young in New York, I think we saw the kind of – he doesn't really get phased. The Atlanta team just keeps him moving, and especially with Joel Embiid out, you know, one of the Sixers star players. I think this is going to really put a damper on their team just because when Joel has been out before, it's obviously affected the team. You know, other people have to step up, such as Harris and, a few other players. So it's just going to be interesting to see how things pan out.
And who will take game one on Sunday, Atlanta at Philly?
Atlanta.
I got it from Atlanta. And what it sounds like, Jordan, you might take them for the whole series. Atlanta, Brooklyn. I like it. Trae Young, I like him. I fell a little bit. I mean, I started to like him after like the Knicks series. So he was able to carry the team. And of course, the Knicks, hey, great to see him in the playoffs again. Had that huge excitement.
Yeah.
So also Sunday, Jordan Vargas, if you did not heard about it, Logan Paul versus Mayweather, Money Mayweather, who do you got for that one?
Oh, come on.
That sounds like a Mayweather answer.
You shouldn't even ask me that question.
Okay, well, we'll move on to National Donut Day if you want.
Come on. It's Floyd. That's Floyd.
Floyd Mayweather, Sunday night, is an exhibition. You know about that matchup, Jordan? that there's not going to be an actual winner. Like, they will never, like, they won't announce a winner. Yeah, and there's no judges.
Won't affect either, because it won't affect either of their records.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. So it's for show. Ratings.
Ratings. Am I going to watch it? I'm going to try on a Sunday night of all nights. Okay, National Donut Day. Who makes the best donut? Options are Krispy Kreme, Tim Hortons, Duck Donuts, or Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme,
and Krispy Kreme is winning at 50%, Dunkin' at 24%, Tim Hortons at 8%, and Duck Donuts at 20%. Have you been to Duck Donuts or Tim Hortons, Jordan?
No, I actually haven't.
Yeah,
those are Krispy Kreme though, by me, so I've been there a couple times. So that's really. Between Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, there's only two options to really compare, so I'll say Krispy Kreme.
Hey, Jordan, at your age, please enjoy the donuts. When you get a little bit older, you can't as much. So,
yeah.
Anyways, you can vote on our Twitter at twitter.com/thesportscast1. Jordan Vargas, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about college plans?
The best way to reach me is my Instagram, CourtsideWJ, CourtsideWJ. And my website, you can actually find it at www.courtsidewj.com. We actually did an update in the scouting report on Jordan Clarkson, Roy Hitchamari. I can never pronounce his name. Roy Hitchamari, Kobe White, and Joe Harris, where you can find those. Their player breakdowns, and I'll be updating that every week. But anyway, so that's where you can reach me. You can also contact me there.
There you have it, Jordan Vargas, our NBA contributor here at The Sportscast. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on Twitter at thesportscast1, Instagram, thesportscast1, and check out all our links at thesportscast.net. If you are a Facebook person or Instagram, it's all there. But anyways, Jordan Vargas, basketball is getting interesting, even without a LeBron James. But thanks for coming on to The Sportscast.
No problem, man. Thank you.